Motherhood is hard. One second, we think we're doing a good enough job, and the next, we feel like the worst mom on the planet. Which is why we need the refreshing truth of the gospel to be repeated over and over, giving us hope in the everyday moments. So, Mama, whether you're sipping cold coffee or doing a sink full of dishes, we hope you'll find truth, encouragement, and laughter here. This is the Risen Motherhood Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of Risen Motherhood. I'm Laura Whiffler, and I've got my sister-in-law, Emily Jensen, here with me.
Hey guys.
And today we are talking about a really fun topic. We're talking about mama form, kind of what we wear, does it matter, how we do our hair, our makeup, those kind of things. Like, are they important, and how do they, impact us in our daily lives, and what does the gospel have to say about that? So,
and I'm super excited about this topic.
Yeah. And Emily, can you tell us why?
I don't know. I think it's just something that I've like wrestled with and struggled with. I am totally a girly girl. I love makeup. Mm-hmm. I love hair. I love, cute clothes. And I think it's just something that I've had to think about: what is the eternal value of this, or how does this appropriately fit into my life as a godly woman, and what are the things that are not adding value? And so it's just, I don't know, I really like this topic.
Yeah, you guys, Emily is super good at hair and makeup. She did my hair and makeup for my wedding, and I can't tell you how many weddings or just like special events that, like, if I am in Iowa and around Emily, I am like, let's reserve an extra hour
so
that you can do my hair and you can do my makeup. I do not think it's fun. I am on the opposite end of the spectrum, but I do enjoy having Emily do everything for me.
Oh.
So I have yet to even know how to apply eyeshadow. I don't think I even own eyeshadow. So,
well, Laura and I represent different like perspectives on this,
yeah.
Which sometimes we come into a show or a topic and we're like really aligned. And I think we align at like the heart and the values
where it's
like
important.
Yeah, but our routines are really different. And
yeah,
so it's good. Maybe you can identify with one of us or the other.
Yeah.
So I'm just gonna share my getting ready routine really quick. And to me, getting ready would include...
She has like a big grin on her face, you guys. Like a huge grin. I do not smile when I talk about makeup.
When I first told Laura that I don't get ready every day, she thought I meant like I was in my pajamas all day. And what I meant is I like didn't get my curling iron out.
Well, and I was like, for me, if I didn't get ready for the day, that would be like, I'm at like level zero. So for me to not get ready for the day would be like -5. I don't know, pajamas, staying in it. So anyway.
Yeah, so we felt like it was important to define for you guys what we're talking about. So for me, not getting ready, or like just kind of my base level routine would be like wake up, brush teeth, wash face, throw hair in a top knot or a cute pony. Yeah, so then I'd wear like a sweatshirt, not like a real sweatshirt, like a kind of a cute sweatshirt and jeans. But I may not do that until, like, after the kids eat breakfast. Like, I would probably pop back to our room. So, like, on a day when I'm, like, rushed or, like, I slept into the last minute or I had another, I woke up to record Risen Motherhood.
Yeah.
Like, today we're recording early in the morning. And so I did not wake up at 5:30 to, like, take my shower and do everything. But I'm planning to do that after I get done here. I'll do my short 5 to 7 minute routine. But then my long form routine, which I would say is me, quote unquote, getting ready, would be using a curling iron or a flat iron and putting on full makeup and something a little bit cuter, but still subject to be soiled.
And how long would that take you?
That would take me, if I took a shower, 30 minutes. If I didn't, like 15 to 20.
Oh, that's still pretty fast, I feel. I don't know.
Yeah, well, if I showered the night before, then, that cuts out some good time.
Okay. So, and on the other end of the spectrum is me. And I mean, 5 to 7 minutes realistically is probably what it takes if I curl my hair. So I guess I'm maybe at the same amount of time as you, Emily, because if I curl my hair, it's probably 20-ish minutes. And I take pretty quick showers, but I feel like I only shower a couple times a week and have trained my hair to not be greaseball. You know how that takes like time to train your hair?
Yes. But your hair always looks good. Like, I can never tell when you shower or don't shower.
Good. That's what it should be. But I really have very minimal routine. I mean, I wear, like, a foundation and mascara, and that is it. And I have kind of two levels. I was telling Emily, I have kind of every day all my life, and then I have wedding level. Yeah. And when I do wedding level, Emily's doing it. So I really don't have any levels. But, you know, hair and makeup and clothing, while important to me to want to look socially acceptable, and I of course love feeling put together like mm-hmm. anyone else, it's not necessarily something for me that I have interest in and that I want to spend a lot of time on. And that's one thing Emily and I both do is a capsule wardrobe. And the reason I switched to that was really because I was frustrated with even having to give any thought towards clothing. And I really wanted to eliminate that decision making in the morning, eliminate shopping, or at least consolidating my shopping. And so for those of you who don't know what a capsule wardrobe is, high level, it's usually a select number of pieces in your wardrobe, typically around 30, but it can be whatever number you want. And it's really meant to just streamline the process so that you have a seasonal wardrobe where you shop at the beginning of the season and then you don't shop for the next 3 to 4 months, and you wear those items of clothing every day and mix and match. And so there's no set rules. We'll link to somebody who does a really great capsule wardrobe. So if you want to get in on that, there's people smarter than us that have can help you.
And like, I think it's helped me to just think of my clothes in terms of like a uniform. Especially like now that I've had some more children, and I mean, I'm kind of like being in a preschool all day, and it's like, what is appropriate for me to wear in this environment? I just get mad if I try to wear my silk blouse and
a good idea.
My 3-year-old, you know, okay, it's just a matter of time before that thing is going to be completely ruined. And so much like a nurse or a teacher or somebody would wear clothing appropriate to their job, if you stay at home with kids or like when you are at home with your children.
Yeah, even for working moms.
Yeah.
Right.
But if you are around your children, like, what is appropriate for you to be able to get up and down off the floor and pick up a child and deal with the baby and, you know, be able to serve applesauce for lunch and not be kind of crabby or frustrated that they're going to like ruin your really, really nice pieces of clothing.
Well, and it's not about that you can't wear that. It's what's your heart attitude as you wear it, you know? And like, if that's a special item to you and you don't want it to get ruined and you wear it and then you're upset with your children for, you know, shooting milk out of their mouths on your blouse, like, probably shouldn't be wearing that, you know?
But I think it's helped me even in terms of a capsule wardrobe of like, what do I want to be kind of like, what is my kind of happy medium there of like feeling put together so that I can be productive in my day so that I can, you know, feel good. Okay, postpartum body image here, you know, feel good about the way that I look and be kind of at my best, but not be so at my best that it's like unrealistic. I think it's okay for moms to dress down a little bit. I don't necessarily think that's wrong.
Yeah, well, and something that Emily and I have talked over is kind of the cost-value balance and the idea of diminishing returns on getting ready in the morning. And, you know, and we believe that is different for every mom. Like, you can look at Emily and I, like, we both have just very different styles of how we would say our routine in the morning is. But there's value to getting ready and not being in our pajamas all day and not getting ready, because that can be a stereotype of moms, is that like you roll out of bed and you never change your clothes, and that's, you know, not good either to go to either ditch, as you could say, you know, staying in the middle and not go in the ditch. And so
And it's been helpful for me to think about like what are the things that quote unquote getting ready, whatever that means to me, is going to add to my day so that I can image Christ and be a better servant of my family and of my husband and be a better witness and not have barriers to the gospel. And like, I think the biggest one for me is just productivity.
Me too.
But like, Laura and I have also talked about like, we make healthier food choices when we are in real pants.
If you're wearing jeans, like, you might second guess that second cookie.
Yeah.
I mean, because you can feel it. You can literally feel the cookie in your stomach.
Yeah. And then, I mean, just, feeling good and like, wanting to like love our husbands well by caring enough to be looking nice for them and being hygienic. Yeah, all of those things. It just image being an image bearer of God to our children as we are looking pulled together on the outside. Even though, like, that's not where our beauty ultimately lies, I think it can be one more opportunity, excuse me, to reflect God's beauty to our family and to others.
Yeah. And on the other end of the spectrum, kind of talking through cost of maybe spending too much time in the bathroom or too much time getting ready, you know, that's can often, if we're taking too much time, it can be valuable time lost with both our husband and our children, or serving other people. That can be something that just can chew through time. Also, like, you know, I often will find that if I have spent too much time in the morning getting ready or picking my outfit or whatever, that I can feel very rushed in the morning and with my kids, and then I'll take it out on them. I'll expect them to move quicker to make up that time. And I have, I'm more impatient, or I'm more frustrated with them because of their lollygagging all around. And I think, you know, something we can't let happen is letting our day be determined by how much time we did or didn't have get ready in the morning. And whether that's, you know, not having time where we did have to roll out of bed and like the day just went, you know, our kids are up, they're ready to go, needs are pressing. And that happens sometimes. Like sometimes we don't have the luxury of even 7 minutes in the bathroom to get our hair done. Or on those days when we've spent too much time and then the day, you know, we've kind of lost time in that day, we can't let our attitude depend on if we got our full routine or if we didn't get our full routine, you know, whichever way we kind of tend to swing.
I think in, like you were saying, Laura, it's all in the end, what does our heart value? What are we worshiping? Yes. What are we caring about most? And I think we need, in all things, you know, we want to worship Christ the most. We want to care about him and honoring him more than anything else. And so for each woman to think individually about how can I honor Christ in my getting ready every day, which would mean I want to harness the value that it has for my life, which may help me be more productive, which might help me, you know, love my husband in some ways. Yeah, and just image him and just be a hard worker and someone who is being disciplined and self-controlled. So I want to harness the value, but then something, if I'm doing anything that's in excess of that, that is now idolizing or making clothing or my makeup routine or my hair routine too important because I'm afraid of what other people are going to think of me, or my identity is wrapped up in that, or I'm just spending too much, I care too much about frivolous things and like non-eternal things, like that needs to be addressed. So, you know, each person has to look at that, and it's going to be different individually for sure. But I think it's a worthwhile thing to consider.
Oh, completely. Yeah. I mean, you have to determine at what point in the process of getting ready in the morning, whether that's taking 10 minutes or that's taking 45 minutes, you know, does it start to lose its eternal value? Right. And that answer will be different for different moms because it depends on our hearts and our attitudes, what we're valuing, like Emily just said. And there is freedom. And that's something we want to say is like grace covers guilt. And so no matter what decisions have been made in the past or where your heart has been, or I think like for me, it's literally different on different days, you know, of how I'm feeling about myself and my self-worth. But there is freedom in clothes and makeup and hair and how we look. They don't define us. What matters is what kind of woman that you are and how you are not just caring for your hair and your items of clothing, but for your heart.
Yeah.
And so we want to be godly women that pursue the excellence. We pursue Christ. And, you know, I think we want to look at it. How does clothing and makeup affect how we pursue the Lord and how joyful we are in our day while serving our children?
Yeah. And I will just say, you know, kind of my own personal testimony of this is I have really cut back a lot on my daily routine and my getting ready because I saw that there was, I was putting too much value on things that weren't eternal. And that doesn't mean that I look sloppy all the time now or that
she doesn't,
or that I don't wear cute clothes, but that I was just realizing, you know, the time that I'm spending online shopping or the time that I am putting into this isn't gaining me anything eternal. Like, I want to be spending that time and energy on other things. I don't want to care so much about this because it's passing away. And the Bible says not to be anxious about what we're going to wear. And it says my beauty isn't on the outside. And it says, you know, basically that, like, we need to seek first the kingdom. And so I guess that has been really convicting to me over the years to say, that's where I want to be putting my time.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that is a great example and good truth. So we are hitting our time here. So let's wrap up. I think we've got show notes. Emily has written significantly or a lot on this topic. And so we'll be linking to a lot of her articles. I doubt I've written on this topic. So she has a lot of great truth to share. And so she will, you'll definitely want to read more of her stuff. And then we'll link to things like we talked about the capsule wardrobe and some other really helpful articles. And as usual, if you wouldn't mind sharing this with someone, we'd love it if this was a conversation starter with you and other moms and just something to get you to think. Please, if you have more questions, feel free to email us anytime and then subscribe and leave a review on iTunes. We would love that. We're so grateful for those of you that have done it. That's the best way to get the word out about the show.
Yeah.
So I think that's it.
That's it. Yeah.
All right. Thank you for tuning in, everyone.